He might be doing you, but he's thinking about me. So, baby, think about another lover and go find another brother. I
And
know
but
he's
he's
my
my
man.
man.
All in my hands, it feels, and he calls my name. Don't you wish he had the same? I don't even know this.
Girl, and
Ooh.
this love is just a think about mine, and it's feeling so fine. You know why? And that's why, 'cause he's mine. Telling you something that just ain't cool. Come on. Never fall in love with the man who don't love you. Oh, I wouldn't waste my time telling you something wrong. You've been with him one night and now he's coming home. He's my.
Man,
I
you
got him
made
all
animals,
the time. You can't sleep at night. He's my. Your man had him once, but I got him all the time.
where do you think this man works if he has a job? Blockbuster, gas station,
Well, this song was
Dollar Tree.
1974. So
He
I'm.
works for Brandy Seal in the back.
He was the one that was trying to get Lachelle to not beat up Brandy.
Okay, and he's mine. Okay.
And this was Lachelle singing it to Brandy. Okay. So before we get into the episode, people are gonna be like, who the fuck is Lachelle and Brandy? It's this random YouTube video, and we're gonna post it on our Twitter. This
It's
random
a
YouTube video
classic piece of history.
that we have been laughing about for over 10 years of this lady going into the Dollar Tree. She's like, now respect the question, bitch. And then
Respect the queen when you see him.
the white
Okay.
is all like, and what's your name? Lachelle, bitch. What's your name? Brandy Seal. Well, come on, Brandy
Brandy
Seal.
Seal.
What time to get off of work, bitch? Fuck off, fuck. And it's just the way how she said it. You would have thought a reality TV camera was there, just how she was like, see you come out this motherfucker.
It is ghetto greatness.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, we see a lot of videos online all day, every day. And 90% of the time I'm just like, this is so ghetto. But I can look at a few where I'm like, this is so ghetto and so amazing at the same time. Okay.
It's you know what else is ghetto and amazing?
What?
Our wonderful podcast, Peaches, Diamonds, and
Seriously?
Champagne. Oh my guest. And who are
Guess
you,
so,
big
okay.
beloved?
Let me tell you who I am, okay? This is Rasan the Libra, and I am the sabotage that Bravo is doing to Miami because they're trying to play games with scheduling shit all
Girl,
day, okay? Ain't told nobody that the part two and three was a different day.
piss me off.
Who'd they tell?
Not a damn soul.
Okay, they told Larsa to tell everybody, and you know she's a lie. So, boom. That's who I am. Who are you this week?
I am, I'm dirty because she got her lit back.
She said what she had to say.
Was there
God
anything in the
forbid.
streets this week before we get into the shows?
You know, I am liking these Dubai little mini clips.
It actually has me excited. Like, and it's weird because, you know. It wasn't like I wasn't that excited for Dubai, but like I am. I'm excited to see, and I think we're just in desperate need of something different and fresh. that, you know, I'm willing to give it a chance.
Okay, and you know what? Yes, absolutely, because I do like shows.
Shame. Shame. Don't be shady.
Okay. It's no shade, okay? But yes, I'm looking forward to Dubai. This other one that's coming out sooner than Dubai, I don't care for the most, however, I'm trying better. I'm trying better. I did unmute it on Twitter.
I will say I'm happy that the drama, from what I saw, I'm happy that the drama is not Teresa versus Melissa
Not a single scene with them, and I was here for it.
for once. You know, it was in the people, and it's weird because I'm not gonna lie to you, I did watch it and I was like, same old shit, same old fucking shit. And then
Yeah, the same thing.
a couple of days passed, and I was like, let me watch it again with different eyes. Let me watch it again. Now, this John Fuda against Louis shit, that looks messy. And then it looks like Louis is draining Teresa dry. And I feel like we're gonna have a I told you so moment with this shit. Because it's giving Louis is draining her money. What did you think about that?
It's giving how many times can you go to Sizzler?
Girl, it's like you went to jail over your ex-husband, and now you done got to another shit without signing documents. Is you dumb? In the words of Remy Ma, are you dumb?
If she's gone through something like this, maybe not the same realm, maybe not the same situation exactly, but if you've gone through something where you're hearing the words documents, or you're hearing the words fraud, you're hearing the words, under investigation, whatever, okay? I have my ears to the wind because I don't want to be any damn part of it ever again. And I need to know how, Louis, darling, with S or OUIS, okay?
Like
Are
that
you
scene,
is milk clean?
because that scene where they were outside talking, it looked like a producer was intervening or something like that, and Teresa looked like she just saw a ghost. And then when they're talking about how, you know, she's been kind of like, you know, not really feeling peace at home and stuff like that, something in the milk ain't clean, and we'll see. But I am excited to see this feud between the Fuda Gouda Rachel and Teresa. That's something new. And then we got
I really thought
Danielle.
you were going to say Jackie for some reason.
Oh, Jackie against Margaret.
Because I thought you were going to say that instead of the Fuda Gudas. Because I was about to say I don't care about Jackie. I do not care about Jackie. But it does kind of look interesting.
Yeah. So
But
like,
I feel like she just wants to put her hands on her hips again.
oh, you feel like
Okay.
she wants to hold her hip again?
She wants to hold her hip again. Okay. She wants to knock out Rachel, who really, I can from not having seen a single scene of this season, I can say right now I don't need Rachel.
It looks like her husband wants to hold his hips more than her.
Okay, Mr. Fuda, Jonathina Fuda, he wants to put his hand on the hip. Okay.
With his weight loss, and people are being shaded to him. I didn't think he looked bad.
Was he fat?
He was a little thick. I didn't think he looked bad before, and I didn't think he looked bad after. People are just peopling. But I guess he got surgery or whatever like that. And I was like, you know what? Good on you. If you like it, I love it.
Listen, do what you got to do.
And then Dolores is. Boyfriend or fiance, whatever he is, doesn't want to, still hasn't divorced his wife. And I'm like, girl, we too old to be shacking up like that.
But she just be moving in. She's an Italian. What's that hoe's name? Amina and other one.
Amina and Peter.
Yes. She's just gonna move in somewhere just because it looks cute, okay? Know what you're doing first. Know the details. Are you gonna get the ring? Are you gonna have the money? Are you gonna have the lifestyle? Okay. You just swooped in, just swoop, 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 okay? You look a fool.
It's like, girl, you're better than this, Dolores. They didn't really like Joe and Melissa. Their only part was sending the daughter to college, but they didn't really have any drama with them in a sense, which actually I'm kind of thankful for. But I feel like John Fuda is going to take Joe Gorga's place when it comes to being in women's business.
Now, to piggyback off of what you just said, I don't like giving the stumps, any points of contrition. Okay, when you saying that the Gorgas have nothing going on, that basically gives what the stumps say. The Gorgas have nothing going on unless it's something with Teresa. That just gives them light, and I hate that. I don't want that.
I don't want
Okay,
that either.
I
I
need the
need something.
Gorgas
I need
to get their
some
boring asses in there and do some work, okay? Show me
on
something.
display or something, girl.
Okay. Joe Corger, I have no clue what you do for work. You flip houses, show me, flip something. Flip something, okay? Melissa, go on into Envy and fold a shirt. Let me see something, okay? Pull a Vicky Gunvalson and drop by Antonia on the first day of college, swoop in with her and a roommate. Show with some beers like Vicky. Boom.
Oh Lord. Speaking of
Okay.
Vicky, so one of my friends, Caleb, shout out to Caleb, by the way.
Hey,
He
Kayla.
brought up a valid point about the Brandy Glanville situation. And basically said, you notice that on the lawsuit, it lists her in the lawsuit. But she's not suing Brandy. And he says, because I don't listen to the McDonald Park. What's that lady's name? McDonald. I have the McDonald
Heather McDonald?
podcast. Yeah, because I
Heather
guess
McDonald?
McDonald did a deep dive. Because you remember,
Okay.
Caroline's, was it Caroline's husband's brother was married to Dina, correct?
That's correct.
And remember, they had that thing where the ex-husband allegedly beat up Dina and the new husband and ransacked the house and all that shit. And then Caroline testified on the ex-husband's side and not on Dina's side. And the thing about it is that he said that what if this was brought up when they were recording? And maybe Caroline might have said something that would have fucked that case up, whatever like that. But in my mind, I'm like, why didn't she just pull a Phaedra and just say, I don't want to talk about that? Because the thing about it is that Vicky said that she never saw anything sexual happening. And mind you, Vicky didn't really fuck with Brandy. And Vicky won't lie. Vicky would have been like, bitch, I saw some shit go down. Vicky ain't gonna lie. I feel like Caroline, and this is where I'm getting back to the Heather McDonald thing. Heather McDonald also said she feels like Caroline is making this up to cover up for maybe slipping and saying something about that case that she didn't want to say because that family has mafia ties and she probably didn't want to get caught up with that shit. And when I heard that, I was like, you know what? And the thing about it, it's like if she didn't abuse you, if she did abuse you, air the footage. If she didn't abuse you, air the footage. Like it's the fact that you're doing this to make sure the footage does not get aired. And I don't know. It just seems suspect, you know. And I'm not a big Brandy fan because Brandy does not have a clean track record. But in this situation, something in the milk ain't clean. On Caroline's side, not Brandy's side.
You know who I could imagine doing like late night infomercials, like Spice Channel-esque?
Brandy.
Brandy and Danielle Staub.
Oh, Lord.
Like they could do like joint Spice Channel infomercials, you know, only for
Richards.
OnlyFans.
Anthony Richards. And for a little razzle dazzle, throwing Larsa Pippen on that shit too.
Not Larsa.
Speaking of
She
Larsa and them, did you watch The Traitors? No.
You already know.
Okay, well then we'll move on to the next things. I don't want to spoil this. I don't want to spoil anything
No,
for the
it's
girls.
fine. It's fine.
Oh no, I don't want to spoil anything in case the girls didn't watch and I want them to be, you spoiled the show for me. Girl, was there anything else happening in the, oh, and Leah and the, oh God, girl. I don't know, the whole Leah situation, it's screaming, I'm looking for a come up.
It's giving Denny's is doing $5 Grand Slam all night now, so I need some unlimited cash right quick.
Not unlimited cash.
I need $197, so let's do something. Let me shake the table right quick.
Not
Because
the
here's the
cash.
deal. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. You can very easily, if you are so uncomfortable and people are urging you and persuading you to drink and do whatever, okay, you can very easily, as a grown adult, you can very easily say, no, I would not like to partake. No, I do not want to do that. No, I will not be going there. No, I will not be going inside. No, I will not be doing that. I will not be doing this show, okay? This money is not the money for me right now, because guess what? This is not going to have me comfortable. It's not going to have me healthy, but it looks like it was healthy enough when you
Okay.
went over to the girls' trip, when you went back to to New York again
I think it was
with
the
them
girls'
old
trip.
heifers.
I think it was the girls' trip was where shit was fucked up.
Well, that has nothing to do with me, okay? And I'm not here to defend Andrew.
But I just find it funny how when shit's not going your way, now you switch it up.
Yes. Ain't it funny?
Ain't it funny?
We know how you love J-Lo.
Girl.
Did you go to that movie?
There was a movie to go to.
I thought it was a movie.
Girls, it was something on Amazon. Thought it was a movie, like in a movie theater?
Was a movie theater kind of thing, yes.
No, girl.
Cause she be so extra. I'll be paying attention. She did all. She was on The View, so I was like, okay, this must be a movie. If you're on The View, I'm thinking, okay, you're in a movie. You're either in a movie or you're trying to be somebody's Senate or committee or president. Okay. That's all you're there for, The View. Or you wrote a book. Okay. I can write a book too. Okay. Will that get me on the talk show if I write a book?
You can pretend to be with Dallas Austin.
I could be one of these children's authors, okay, that they're just, Putin hollering over, okay, the book's going to be called Sit Your Ass Down. Okay. With his hit sequel. Who pays the bills up in here?
And then don't forget the spinoff. You got some McDonald's money? Oh, let's get into these damn shows, honey. Which one do you want to go over first?
You want to knock out the Maryland hoes?
Oh, okay. So they are in the Dominican Republic.
Still.
And, you know, they're still getting mad about things. And, you know, Candace and Giselle still do not want to talk. Robin and Giselle explain how they're upset with Wendy and Candace for giving looks to each other when Giselle was talking about her daughter going to school in Florida. And, you know, it was a little weird, the looks they're giving. And then Candace talking about, you have weaponized Grace against me. And Candace pulled the double standard, where she's saying, and honestly, it was weird. It's like, okay, I get that you don't like the girl, but like, did you really have to be giving each other those looks? Those looks did look suspect. But what did you think about that?
I actually didn't even see any looks. I just thought they were, you know, having a conversation without vocals.
Mm-hmm.
Can be difficult sometimes if other people know a background situation. But I didn't see any eye rolling. I didn't see any I didn't see anything blatantly disrespectful towards Grace, to be honest. I just saw, okay, they don't care for Giselle and they don't care about the conversation. So they maybe didn't even hear Grace. Okay. They're just tuning her out. That's what I think. And you know what also I think? In terms of the reunion seating with Giselle in second place, which I'm very excited about. Do you remember this last reunion where Giselle got a little emotional because she was talking about the girls and how Karen was interacting with one of them. And she got emotional, and then Andrew's like, why are you getting emotional? She's like, and Giselle said, I'll talk about that later. And he said, no, you can talk about it now.
Now you're at the reunion.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I think Bravo's petty and they don't forget. Okay, they're just I think they talked to her and said, you know, we're going to teach you a little something, okay? Because you got a little comfortable. You got a little too comfortable around here. And so I think, which is a good thing, they might be letting her know, hey, guess what? All you hoes are very, you know, let goable.
Everyone's okay. Reputable.
Y'all are very fuckwittable, okay? And very much on the chopping block, because whatever this is
the difference between, like, I'm comparing Miami to Potomac. Miami, they have conflicts, but they realize their bread and butter is when they can pull it together. Potomac don't know how to pull it together, and it's painful to fucking watch. Like, you can't even try to, like, be cordial with a bitch and at least talk to a bitch. Like, this whole I'm not speaking to her, I'm not speaking her out thing.
Alexia and Marisol are Miami's biggest detriment because they almost try to jack everything up for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because they try to isolate each other. Okay. If this were, if everything, if all situations were flip-flopped and had Ashley done a Mother's Day party and invited somebody they both that Robin and Giselle did not like, Robin and Giselle would have left and never came back. They would have never come back. Like Marisol and Alexia
Marisol
did.
came back.
Yes.
You know, and it's just it's not being enjoyable. And what did you think about Miss Kiana clocking in?
Listen, if Kiana gonna who she was talking to? She was talking to
NECA.
oh, that's exactly. I don't even remember her name because NECA. I keep calling her Ashford because she NECA looks like the oil in the pan after you make some catfish.
I just feel like she doesn't know how to blend her fucking makeup, and it's like, honey.
Did she really have anything going on? How did she get hired? What is she doing there for? Because she's a Nigerian?
I guess. I really don't know.
Because the thing is, I'm feel bad for Nigeria because both Wendy and NECA really ain't back doing a damn thing right now for me. Okay. I need Candace to step it up too. I need all these hoes to step it up. Karen's the only one who's actually kind of clocking in,
Yeah.
trying to get you hoes in line, but y'all ain't paying attention,
They're not.
okay? If Kiana can take her vitamin C, what's that shit called? Easy vitamin C, what's that shit called?
Emergency.
Emergency. Easy, my God.
And so they were asking her if Wendy badmouthed them before introducing her to the group. And Kiana was like, no. And then it looked like, you know, they seemed a little bit sad that she didn't have, you know, some tea on Wendy or something like that. Like, it's like they wanted some mess to be mad at Wendy about.
They always want something negative. So they can have it as leverage, or they could just have it as the Margaret Joseph's arsenal, you know?
But then when she was talking about how Wendy's major issue was with NECA, NECA was like, don't stir pots that aren't already piping hot. Is there another issue? Is there another issue?
Goodness. Nika, go home.
And
I'm
then
sick of her.
the Ashley birthday part, it felt like a send-off.
They gave her a whole, what, these past, what, 8 years video montage. I'm like, huh. You're about to be a friend of, you're about to be right there with Charisse in the champagne room, okay? Up in the Corona Shack in the back,
Not Corona Shack in the back of Miss Sheila.
okay? With Sheila and them wigs, okay? Them Dora the Explorer wigs, okay? And Mama Joyce rejects.
But all in all, it was a better episode than the last few episodes, though, but I'm kind of ready to get off this ride.
Okay. And I loved it because I love these shows. All right, let's go to our next very entertaining program.
Let that up, are you?
Say what?
You ain't gonna let that up, are you?
I don't know what you're referring to, Clifton Charles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm just letting people know my ears are to the streets and I'm answering the questions. Who sprinkle sprinkle?
Let's get into the Samaritan Medicine reunion. What were your takeaways from the reunion?
My first takeaway, Quad will never know how to pick a wig ever. Because that blonde was horrible. All these floral dresses were absolutely terrible. One of my main takeaways, Phaedra is so not needed on the show.
No.
Okay. And Bravo is so thirsty to keep her around.
Well, I mean, she was amazing on the Traitors, but.
Okay. They are so desperate to have her sticking around that they can't cut her. They don't believe in, you know, actual termination. As we've seen. Also, another takeaway is that Letitia, why did you get a bridesmaid dress?
It was giving very that.
It's very cheap hotel wedding bridesmaid. Okay. It looked ghetto. Okay. And She posed in the group picture. She did one of them high school poses, like them old country prom
country poses.
She was in the picture like that, okay? Sweet Tea is ghetto. But I like her.
No, Sweet Tea had me fucking weak with the damn pictures of Heavenly. What is it was said? Let me see what it says. Something about
you is smart. You is intelligent. You is important.
About the damn frying pan things, and it was a mess. They did hold Dr. Jacket to the fire about the video from 2020.
Yes.
Jackie was on Heavenly's YouTube channel and she said African-American women weren't taken seriously at the doctor's office because they cry wolf. And, you know, she said that she was remorseful, but then I noticed, like, it still felt like they were trying to weaponize that and throw it back at Quad. Because she's all like, because she was like, well, everybody reached out to me, everybody except Quad. And here's the thing, because I'm still kind of going through a situation with a friend of mine where an incident happened months ago, and he said that he needed space. If you tell me that you need space, I'm not gonna reach out to you until you reach out to me. And if I try to talk to you in public and you say this at the time and place, then I'm gonna leave you alone. And that is the same thing that Quad was. Quad said, okay, I tried to talk to you at a party, but they kept saying, oh, this is not the time or the place. But then they keep saying, well, you could have called me. And it's like, bitch, you kicked me off of the motherfucking trip. Like, what do you want me to do? You kicked me off the trip, you iced me out, you pushed me out, but then you're upset that I'm not going to reach out and talk to you? I'm sorry, that shit hella triggered me because I'm going through that shit right now with somebody. And it's frustrating to watch that. And, you know, I'm not saying Quad's an angel because Quad can be selfish and Quad can be messy. But I just didn't like the way how Jackie tried to weaponize that. And then when Quad kept trying to talk, how fucking Simone just kept trying to yell over her and yell over her. And what was your takeaways?
You know, I am very much at this moment, I'm very much the Quad in people's lives right now. Because since I went in for just a little bit before I went in for surgery, you know, I am very, very talented at distancing myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of stepped away for a little bit. And sometimes I kind of forget to check back in.
Yeah.
So
doing it on purpose, you got a lot going on.
So when I do check back in, you know, I do apologize for the tardiness, but I do understand why you're like, well, where were you? Where were you at? You could have said something. You could have said, hey, you could have said, oh, you could have said, hip hop hooray.
But your situation is different because they didn't push you out and kick you off of a damn trip and all this shit and then turn around and expect you to reach out to them after they done pushed you out.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You know, it doesn't work that way. Like I get that you are mad at her, but like you can't tell somebody, I don't want to talk to you, and then get mad when they don't talk to you.
What'd she say at the Mad Ball, Mad Gala? Can I hold your neck?
Girl, oh my God, that was still so fucking awkward. Like, oh.
And you know, I agree with that one tweet. You know what? Sweet T, you's a punk, okay? Because I ain't know how I'm going to be like, can I squeeze your man's neck?
You trying to feel that real thing again? So, you know, Quad and Jackie tried to clear it up. And then, you know, she admitted that she had nothing to do with sharing the social media video. And it's the fact that they said they thought that she did. And it's like, well, damn, like, do you think that I'm really going to sit here and do some shit like that to you? I'm supposed to be your friend. Do you think that at least Jackie and Quad are going to be able to make up?
I do believe that Jackie can be forgiving, but it's forgiveness with consequences.
Yeah. Because I feel like if Jackie forgives Quad, then I feel like then we're going to have a Simone mad at Jackie kind of thing. And Simone, it's like, why are you so mad, girl? All that hooting and hollering.
I think it comes down to that, you know, when you, I think Simone might have had a Jackie Christie and all them young hoes that come on the show relationship with Quad. And so where she's like, no, how do you, as my little sister.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see someone that you cared so much for, you know, kind of drop out of your life instantly. So suddenly, you know, I think kind of when the sister circle shit began, they kind of messed Quad up completely.
Like, they kind of felt like, oh, she's too good for us now that she got her little talk show friends.
Yes. You know, so that messed Quad up. So I think that Simone's moving through a space of hurt because she's just seeing Quad be a bit more independent than she was hoping her to be at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But this edible got me talking about some shit, y'all.
I'm stone cold sober, so I got you. I'll drive the boat. Because I'm gonna take mine after we're done. I just, for me myself, I can't record while I'm on one because I want to be focused and remember shit. So Toya and Simone and them are still mad at Toya about not donating $1,000 to the Met Gala because they feel like she got the wine for free and was trying to skimp out. Now, and then of course Heavenly said what she said at the Met Gala, which I thought was very tacky. Now, Heavenly admitted that it wasn't the best thing to do, but she stood on business about her decision to do that. And then Toya stood by her decision. Now, she said that the wine was free, but she was only allowed so much a year. What do you think about the situation?
Sorry for laughing. The phrase "stood on stand on business" always makes me laugh for some reason. What I think is that, first of all, using liquor services, food and liquor services, as leverage to not pay the dues for an event is extremely tacky and is day class A. Okay? Everybody pays a ticket like everybody else. If you want to donate the wine, donate the wine. Okay? We will gladly advertise the wine in whatever format you need. But you know what? You're going to pay this.
Yeah, but I'm also like, girl, you got $1,000 to a Bravo celebrity is like $100 to us. I could say $100 to us. $1,000 to a Bravo celebrity is like $20 to us. Girl, you should have just paid that and kept it moving.
She really could have, okay? And that's all they asked. But Heavenly, you get your ghetto and country. I'm glad you got that wig right though.
Well, now it's the damn titties that keep wanting to come out.
She likes it. You know,
Girl.
it was kind of disappointing to hear that Damon is very much like Kima with his mind.
Yeah.
With his
That old school mentality.
yes. I was like, not Damon. He's my favorite. I think only because he just be
He puts up a heavy
quiet.
shit and he's so patient with her.
Exactly. Okay. He could be screaming and throwing shit across the room. Okay. He could be crawling on top of the table like A1 on
Oh,
Lyrica.
Lord. Or it could be in women's business, like the Fuda.
Okay. The Fuda Gouda. All
All right,
right.
better move to Beverly Hills.
She.
Okay, so we're in the second part of the reunion, and Kyle talks about her sobriety, and she makes it an emphasis that she didn't have a drinking problem, but the sobriety made her feel better, which I get because, if you're going through some shit, maybe drinking ain't the best thing to do. And she's going through some shit. Now, do you think that Sutton was doing too much by saying, like, oh, you're changing and da 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 da, and you're working out and da 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 da? Like, do you think she was doing too much? Or do you think this is payback for all the many seasons of Kyle saying, you need to be honest?
I think it's payback. I think it's, you know, let me just go ahead and be petty because it's my moment. It's my time. Because you try to pull that shit on me, I got you. I got you.
You know, and people on Twitter are like, oh, Sutton and Garcelle or man on Kyle's downfall, da da da. Speaking of people on Twitter,
Great.
the way how y'all just keep on Garcelle's neck sometimes is very suspect to me, because it's just like, y'all ain't never gonna be satisfied with what that lady says. Never. And
Never, ever.
it's like, okay, the first season that she was on, you know, Garcelle played safe. She didn't, they, you wanted her to be in the mix. You wanted her to stir the pot. You wanted her to be messy. And then when she is defending herself against one of your favorites, then she's the horrible one. She's got to go, da 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 da. But the shit that Garcelle said about the robbery is the same shit we were all thinking.
Yeah, Robert didn't know it didn't happen. Okay, no damn PTSD.
Like, why the fuck are you putting, what was it, $10,000 in an envelope and a bag at Marshall's?
Is that's the employee bonus?
Girl,
Marshalls?
if you don't Zelle, Cash App, or Venmo that money to them, who the fuck carries cash like that? Because let me tell you something. I got robbed one time by gunpoint, and that PTSD thing is real. Because bitch, I did not want to walk in the dark or at night for like 5 years. But I feel like she's kind of milking that to kind of have something to talk about.
Very much so.
And that's what it's giving.
Did Emery say anything?
Not Andy asked like a question, and she had like a two word answer, but Anne Marie was kind of just there.
Don't bring that hoe back.
And
Don't
speaking
need it.
of Marie, bitch, don't sit here and try to say that Sutton was weaponizing her words and being a hypocrite for saying that you attacked her. Okay, there's a difference. What Garcelle did to Dorit was not an attack. What you did to Sutton the whole season was an attack.
Boom.
You kept going on and on and on about this lady's esophagus. I've never heard that word esophagus so many times in my fucking life. And I don't want to hear it again. Like, it was just like, oh my God. And then the eating disorder accusations, those are that, if you're, especially if you're in the medical field, baby, that's disgusting to play with that. Like, you don't say shit like that about people. You know, like, there are certain things you just don't do. And especially if you're on a platform like that, watch what the fuck you say, especially if you're in the medical field, girl. Come on.
Well, damn.
Then Sutton calling Kyle reckless.
Kyle is a pain in the ass, first of all.
Oh, really is a pain in the ass.
Here's the deal. She really, everybody, a lot of people on Twitter really thought that she was doing something when she said to Sutton that, you know,
He just had a horse.
show for whatever she said, 13 years. And, okay, you got a horse and a dating coach. Okay. That. Okay. All right, Kyle. Goodbye, Kyle. You haven't shown me anything but discontent. I did not see a smile from you. I didn't see happiness from you. I didn't see anything exciting from you? Do you think you're entertaining people? Because you're absolutely not. Not to me.
Now, Sutton did say that Kyle was dropping seedings about her, including saying that she didn't eat and only moved her food around on her plate. What she did say on camera.
She did.
You know.
Absolutely did.
And so, like, we can't, this is the part that kills me is when they say, I didn't say that, I didn't do that, and they roll the tapes. Now, you can't, Kyle, you cannot be mad about everyone wanting to ask details about your marriage, because literally somebody posted on Twitter all of the times that she said you need to be honest about your life or honest about this or that to one of her castmates. There are multiple times. So don't sit here and act like the victim.
Period. Kyle really, she has a victim mentality to the point where it's, I feel like she depends on all these outside people building her ass up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Erica had no point this entire reunion for the most part. But to be there next to Kyle and build her ass up.
And smell Dorit's breath.
Dorit's breath was hot. She had that beef stroganoff.
Erica couldn't even say why she met with Tom's victims.
And then you watch Better on Blonde?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I just didn't have time. You know, I have Final Fantasy and WWE 2K24 to play, and that's cutting into my gaming time.
That was very specific.
I mean, that was just real, you know. I know Brian is listening. I know he's going to be like, you didn't watch it, because Brian loves Erica Jane. But no, I watched the Hulu thing. Well, the Hulu thing started to watch me because I was tired and I fell asleep. But I watched the part where she met with the victims, and I guess they played that same thing on the thing. But from what I heard from other people, the special, it was cute. You know, it showed her side of things. And, you know, I still say this, like, she's not my favorite. I'm not standing her. But I like her more this year than I did last year. I'll say that.
Okay. All right. That's lovely. What the fuck are we talking about?
You're talking about Erica?
Was I? I have nothing for her. Okay, because Erica did nothing this portion. But giggle and smile and look around. Hold a breath. So the only people that really said anything were Sutton, Kyle, a little bit of Crystal.
Oh, and Crystal was questioning Erica about if Tom was faking it or not.
Mm-hmm. Which is that's a big allegation. You know, Bravo needs fakeries of ailments and illnesses. They got a history.
They sure do. But you know who's not faking it? Gertie ain't faking it. And Larsa.
Fake.
Larsa, you really fucked up. And Gertie was right. We're moving on to Miami now. Gertie was right when she said that apologies are show and tell. Like, you have to, yes, apologize, but also your actions have to match. And Larsa was still upset that Gertie called her fake. And then Gertie was like, you are. You want to see the before and after picture? Bitch, I fell out.
The thing is, Gertie could show an entire album, photo album, of Larsa with pictures from 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And Larsa would actually say, that's not me. Okay. She'd probably say that's a cousin of hers or something.
Different on the first season of Miami.
Larsa is a damn lie. And Marcus is a weirdo.
I thought Marcus really wanted to be on that stage so bad.
He said that. He said, I would love to be on the couch right now. He's thirsty. So, and good for Julia for calling him an entitled Nepo baby. Because
he is a Nepo baby. But Gertie had me weak when she kept calling Lisa mascot.
She said, mascot stand down.
Mascot be quiet. Lisa, I don't know what it was. Lisa just kept like trying to defend Larsa, and it just was like, girl, shut up.
And then she wants people to feel empathy for her. Okay, when she first off, she's up Larsa's ass, and then she wants empathy herself, sympathy for herself. Lisa's a crackhead.
But I loved how Kiki got into her ass. Because Kiki was right. She was talking about how the way how she talks down on people, and you know, and it's true. And Lisa, the way how Lisa was saying, like, I had a tough day beforehand. I had a tough day beforehand. Girl, you don't have any self-awareness.
She needs to cut her tags off, quit acting brand new. Because, you know what, Lisa, ain't nothing happening to you that ain't happening to everybody else. Don't
play it. All my pains.
Effie, we all got pain, okay? I was your sister.
You are a trouble.
Okay. Now. Ooh. What part do you want to go to? Because I know where I want to talk about.
Go ahead.
I feel like the edible like knocked me out when it turned into like a musical.
Turned what into a musical?
The episode.
Oh! Girl, I think I selectively blocked that out of my memory.
I know, because I watched last night and I took an edible and I was like, all of a sudden I'm blinking and all of a sudden it's just this, and I'm like, I'm high. Okay.
And then the part that had me weak was that's when Alexia and Marisol started getting into it.
They sure did. They were trying to wrap it up. Okay, they were trying to wrap it up.
And production was trying to wrap it up, but production was messy because production was like, oh, we got to get this film, but we got to wrap it up.
Yeah, a little bonus piece.
Okay. Which but Alexia, I hate to say it, Alexia kind of was favorable on this reunion because she wasn't backing down against Lisa or Larsa. And, you know, they did bring up a valid point about how everything seems to be a promotion when it comes to Larsa. It doesn't feel like a genuine thing.
Larsa's product launches, because she mentions them and then they vanish completely. Okay. I haven't heard anything about the jewelry or a jewelry launch since Julia got sick a couple seasons ago at that little vacation they had.
Oh, for I remember jewelry.
Okay. Haven't heard about the jewelry since. Okay. Did not know about no tequila line. Don't know what it's called. Laquila something. Larquila something stupid. I'm sure it tastes like Fabuloso.
Not Fabuloso.
Yeah. Prestige tequila. You used to drink like UV blue. What are we talking about? Okay, yeah. Larsa's products, ain't nobody talking about them. Don't nobody want them. They're cheap and raggedy. Okay, you can find them down on 6th Street, 6th in Los Angeles, downtown, for $4.
La Cienega?
Okay, La Cienega. You can find it on Wilshire. Wilshire and Laurel. Ooh. Okay. And first of all, Sophia, if I was getting an allowance of $2,500 a month ever in my life, you know, I'd be doing something.
A month at 16 years old. Bitch, do you know I will be motherfucking bitch?
I'd be that hoe at Panda Express.
Girl, it'll be Panda Express, Uber Eats. I'll be going to every motherfucking concert. I'll be buying clothes. Like $2,500 with no rent, no bills, no car payment, no nothing, bitch.
Don't tell me nothing.
You wouldn't tell me shit, bitch. I'll be having McDonald's every day.
Oh, so, yo, you do got McDonald's money.
Yeah, I got McDonald's money.
Shit. What else some hoes do?
What? Julia was addressing issues, confronting people. Julia actually stepped it up this year.
Julia clocked in. Because she said, you know, let me just go ahead and be messy so people don't be asking about my wife. Because I know you want to ask. Because I still want to know. Because ain't nobody answered the question.
Sure didn't.
And I would still like my answer. How about that? That's on period. But Julia did clock in to distract. And I see what you're doing. I am mad at it. Nicole, you need to clock in.
Clock in or be a friend.
Because pregnancy is not exciting.
Clock in or hand Kiki your mojito.
Okay. Because she'll gladly take it, okay? You're going to have a sippy cup.
What did you think about the reunion and the season?
I think that, you know, this is a great season. that all the ladies had a moment of greatness for each of them.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. Reunions. There needs to be a rule. Adriana, sit your ass down the entire time. No more
standing up and giving poems about the word that you just learned today on your Word of the Day app, girl.
But I am seeing, you know, universally, for the most part, there is a time when we had nice things, and a Real Housewives reunion was like basically the Oscars, the Super Bowl, the NBA Finals. Okay, this is the event. Okay, these reunions, Miami gave me what I needed. Okay.
Made it so special again.
Okay.
And the theme made sense.
Beverly Hills, however, this is a waste of my time. I'm getting no information. I'm not entertained at all. You're bringing in somebody who wasn't even on the season at all just to fill up a segment. Okay. You have somebody sitting on the edge of the couch saying absolutely nothing that doesn't even participate. This is the most boring and uninformative reunion I've ever sat through.
Now, the Merit to Medicine reunion, that was good and messy. I'm ready for the next part.
Okay. Married to Medicine, they did it right. Miami, yeah. Y'all did it right. Beverly Hills.
I hope y'all got something to bring. Please, Lord Jesus.
I just want the best for Mia.
Well, I feel it. Well, she got that first seat for a reason, so we shall see.
So did Wendy, and she got knocked back down.
True, true.
Wendy didn't do nothing but said, "You ate my salad? You ate my salad? You ate my salad? You ate my salad? He ate your salad?" Okay. Anything else?
Oh, no, I believe that's it. And we'll be back next week for another fabulous episode of Peaches, Diamonds, and Champagne. Oh, my.
Okay. And it ain't Corbell. This ain't Anna Marie's house.
This ain't Phaedra.
Bye, y'all. It ain't. Bye.